Hey, Broken Arrow, this is City Council Rewind for the meetings that were held on April 16th, 2024. I am Aaron McCulloch, Director of Communications for the city, and this is Vice Mayor Christy Gillespie. Ms. Gillespie, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Love being here.
Yeah. Well, it's great having you, too. We always have so much fun doing these segments.
Yes, we do.
Let's talk about the meeting last night.
All right.
Three topics. Let's start with the first one and the community survey.
Yeah.
We had a special meeting to go over the survey results. First and foremost, what were your takeaways from that?
It made me really, really proud of our city. I mean, we all, you know, as city councilors, we serve our city because we love our city, but it sure is nice to have results come in that are so positive and made us realize there were, you know, a couple of items that we have opportunities for improvement, but also, you know, overall, we're doing things pretty darn good in Broken Arrow. But the challenge is we have to keep that up. We have
That's
to keep
right.
that expectation of excellence in Broken Arrow, and I know we are up to the challenge.
That's one of the things that I really like about working here is that we don't rest on our laurels.
Right.
We hear the city manager say it all the time.
Yeah.
We're not going to rest on our laurels. Yes,
right.
We did great. We're going to celebrate that for 24 hours. We're going to move on
exactly.
to the next thing. And so one of the things that stood out for me is how overwhelmingly positive the citizens thought of public safety here. They really gave high marks for police, fire, emergency medical services. While that's great, there's still opportunities for growth there because you have to have those amazing services to drive people into your community, whether
right.
it's to live, to visit, and that's what. And I know it's incredibly important to you.
It is, and you know we invest a lot of our resources into public safety in Broken Arrow, but we want to keep. We always talk about the fence line. You know, we really want to guard that fence line and make sure that we keep as much crime out of our city as possible. But you know, we are a growing city, and crime creeps in. So we want to make sure that we're taking care of that, and we're being proactive in addressing real issues that we have in our city. And there's some things that we've been talking about behind the scenes that I think are even going to make our city safer and really proactively implementing some things that everyone can feel better and safer in our city. But we sure do have some great public safety. Our dispatchers, they got a shout out last night and they're doing a great job in our city as well.
Yeah, they got a huge percentage
yes.
of positive remarks.
Yes.
And so that was fantastic to see because I know that there was some concern that because they're in a high-stress situation
right.
that perhaps they may be may get some lower ratings.
Right.
But that wasn't the case at all.
Well, because when someone dials 911, they're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that dispatcher has to be very serious to the point, make sure they're getting whoever needs to get to the scene there quickly. And so they don't get to be, you know, feely, you know, touchy-feely a lot of times. They just have to get to the point and get the information. And it was good to see that they got such great ratings and well-deserved.
And so these results, we're going to place them on the city website. And so
yep.
folks will be able to go through there and really, I mean, just do a deep dive
right.
and be able to see those.
Yep.
And then the city manager said something last night, too, that there's going to be some action plans as well from the department directors. They're going to be able to look at the different questions that actually pertain to their department. And then we're also going to use some of this data to help in the project selection process for the next general obligation bond,
yeah.
too.
Right. Yeah. And it is... Per usual, Broken Arrow, we are all about transparency. We're all about listening to the citizens, really letting them have a voice in what projects we are doing. And that's, you know, how the 2018 bond, and this is even going to be a larger bond that no taxes raised.
That's right.
Awesome. You know, we don't want more taxes in our city. But we are really going to listen, and this will help us kind of narrow it down some of the issues that are important to citizens already.
Yeah, I love the fact that that election isn't until April 2026,
right.
but here we are in April 2024, and we're already starting to see where we can start that selection process
right.
and then engage the community with some town halls and
yes.
that sort of thing a little bit
yeah.
later on.
Yeah.
So fantastic stuff. You know, one of the areas of that survey that is an area of opportunity was drinking water,
yep.
and that's what the citizens told us. And interestingly enough, the timing was just perfect that last night, Charlie Breider, Director of Engineering Services, gave an update about the new elevated water tank that's going to go in South BEA. What is this going to do? And the designs are still being worked on. We're about 90% out, he said, and so construction will be a little bit later. Why is this so important for South Broken Arrow and for us to be able to provide another water storage tank, and how will that benefit them?
Yeah, because even though we have, let's see, the The project's estimated cost is just over $6 million, but it is going to help that the water supply in that, you know, in the part in the south part of the city, because we are growing and we want to be proactive. We want to make sure that there's never a time when we are lacking water in our city. And sometimes that happens if cities can't afford to be proactive and build these, you know, these things like a new water tower. And, you know, we're also looking at an additional water source for Broken Arrow, and that's a huge deal, and more information about that will be coming down the pipe. So I'm just happy that we are able to do that, and if it weren't for our citizens always thinking about buying a Broken Arrow and supporting bond projects, we wouldn't be able to do projects like this. So it's really, you know, I always say the government has no money, it's all the citizens' money, and this is something that will directly benefit our citizens.
Yeah, it's fantastic news, and we will certainly make sure that we put stuff out as far as messaging is concerned, social media channels and that sort of thing, whenever we get to that point when the designs come in, and then we get to the point to where you award the construction contract, which it sounds like we'll be getting close to that perhaps towards the end of this year.
Yeah.
So really good stuff.
Yes,
really good stuff. Yeah. The final topic was about awarding a contract for the 23rd Street Rehabilitation. This is from Kenosha, or 71st, as some folks call it, to Albany, or 61st, right there by the high school. Mm-hmm. Just a resurfacing of this. What I thought was really interesting is how intentional we're being with this and trying to get it done while school is out, so during the summer.
Right.
As a counselor, whenever you're able to approve these type of projects that enhance the quality of life for the citizens, how does that make you feel?
It feels great. And I actually grew up over on that side of town. I'm a South BA girl now, but I grew up over right off of County Line. And I love the fact, first of all, we have a very large school district. And so it is any time that we do things that we can try to get things done when school is not in session, I mean, that it's very good for, not just for the city, but for, you know, parents and especially around the high school. You know, those are new drivers driving, and anytime we can alleviate that, that's a great thing. And the fact that we're doing sidewalks, I mean, additional sidewalks, and making sure that we're, you know, there's walkability, but it's also safety. And I love that. It makes our city feel smaller when you can walk from place to place, and that's a really good thing. And also, it looks really nice, which is good, because Broken Arrow High School, that stadium is a place where thousands and thousands and thousands of people visit every single year. And so we want to make sure that it's a standout in the city, not just the school, but also all the infrastructure around it.
Yeah, you're right. That that stadium is the place to be on Friday nights in the
fall.
It is.
I'm there.
Every home game on Friday night, right?
That's right.
And the occasional Thursday night when they have to move it because of fall break. There were many other items on the agendas besides what we just talked about. For more information on those items, go to the city website and click on Agendas and Minutes in the government section. Click on the date range drop-down list and then select the governing body. Find the meeting date of your choice and select the meeting details. Okay, that's it for City Council Rewind. The next regular meeting of the City Council is May 7th, 2024. Vice Mayor, thank you for joining us. Do you have any parting words?
You know, I want to make sure everyone knows about our senior fair. So I am on the board for the Senior Center, and our annual senior fair, which is one of our largest fundraisers, is Friday, April 26th at Central Park Community Center. And it's from 9 to 1:30. Come out and support the senior fair. There's tons of vendors. And the parking, we even have golf cart rides.
Go-karts would be cool, though.
Yes, that would be. But we will have golf carts taking people to the community center. So I want to invite you. But until the next City Council meeting, y'all have a great day. And we will see you around town.
Thank you for watching. This is a production of the City of Broken Arrow, the city where opportunity lives.